Welcome to the Gaines-Sarson Notation for Data Flow Diagrams subunit. This is the third subunit of the Process Mapping unit. This subunit provides details about Gaines-Sarson notation for data flow diagrams. We describe the standard diagramming symbols and conventions so that you will be able to read a Gaines-Sarson data flow diagram and understand the data content and flow being communicated. This subunit does not cover other parts of Gaines-Sarson notation and is not meant to teach you how to draw the diagrams, only to understand and interpret them in case you encounter them in practice. Each of the methods for diagramming a process has its own set of capabilities. Gaines-Sarson represents the process context, that is, the process or system boundaries, interactions with the outside world, and the major functions. It also represents information content, the order or sequence of the data flow steps involved in the process, and transformations that occur or should occur, and the roles of the persons completing the steps in that process. While Gaines-Sarson recognized the importance of representing information content and flow control, they did so through text data dictionaries, or list of the data elements, and structured English if-then type statements. Since these are not graphic representations, we will not cover them here. Gaines and Sarson represented context, data flow, and data transformation through one diagram type, the data flow diagram, or frequently called the DFD. Their approach used a high-level data flow diagram to show context and a more detailed or series of more detailed diagrams to show the data flow steps. Data transformation is represented on the data flow diagram by a process symbol that indicates that data transformation occurs. Then the actual transformation is specified using text. Gaines-Sarson notation was introduced in Chris Gaines and Trish Sarson's 1977 book, Structured Systems Analysis, Tools and Techniques. The book was later published in 1979 by Prentice Hall. Gaines-Sarson notation is used for data flow diagrams. Although we have not seen Gaines-Sarson notation used in healthcare, process analysts might encounter these style diagrams. Thus, we provide introductory level information to the notation. Gaines-Sarson notation is specific to data flow diagrams which show the movement, transformation, and storage of data. This is an example of a simplified online appointment scheduling. Note that the patient enters a web inquiry, which generates two checks against different databases, and the information is then returned to the patient for acceptance. Gaines-Sarson uses these four symbols. The entities show the people, roles, organizations, or other things with which the system communicates, that is, the sources or the consumers of data. Processes are shown by square rectangles with rounded corners. They represent the various individual functions that the system carries out to transform data inputs into outputs. Process boxes can be numbered to show the sequence in which they are carried out. Flows are shown by straight arrows. They are the connections between the entities, processes, and data stores. They represent the information that the processes require as input and the information they generate as output. The data stores are shown by an open-ended long rectangle. They represent collections of data that the system must access either read from or write to, or remember for some period of time. Data stores typically exist as files or databases. Entities represent people, organizations, or other things that interact with the system. Entities are outside of the system. That is, they are a part of a process, but external to the information system. Entities send or consume information, and in Gaines-Sarsen notation are also called sources or sinks of information. If the same entity is shown more than once in a diagram, a diagonal line is added to the lower right-hand corner to visually distinguish it. For example, if the nurse entity was drawn twice to keep from having a lot of crisscrossing lines, a single diagonal line would be added to the lower right-hand corner. Further, if a medical assistant entity was similarly drawn twice on the same diagram, two diagonal lines would be added to visually distinguish it from the nurse and patient entities. Processes transform data. A process should be named or described with a single word, phrase, or simple sentence that describes what the process does. Similar to other notations, a good name will generally consist of a verb-object phrase, such as check availability. In some cases, the processes are named for a role, an organization, or a machine that performs the process. Processes are given a number in the upper right-hand corner. This is an identifier and does not imply sequence. Optionally, processes can also have a lower section. This lower section is similar in appearance to the process identifier part at the top, in which the role or machine that accomplishes the process or the physical location of the process is undertaken. Similar to ISO 5807, Gaines-Sarsen notation uses straight arrows. Arrows should be named to indicate the meaning of the data that moves along the flow. Data flows with a verb name signify a process that has been emitted. Data flow in and out of a process must be altered in some way, that is, not labeled the same thing. A data flow can represent only one type of data, or it can consolidate several elementary data flows into one flow, such as requesting and replying. This is dependent on the intended detail level of the diagram. The same content may have a different meaning in different parts of the system, such as address as put in by the receptionist versus the patient address after validation with the directory. Arrows indicate direction of the data flow, that is, from the practice EMR to the pharmacy. The data store is used to model a collection of data at rest. Data stores can be computerized or non-computerized, such as paper, charts, microfiche, index cards, etc. Stores are passive. Processes put data in or read the data. Like processes, data stores can be given an identifying number, where, like D1 or D2, where the D denotes a data store and the number serves as a unique identifier. Like entities, data stores can be drawn more than once on a diagram to avoid crisscrossed lines. In this case, a vertical line is added to the closed end of the data store shape. Unlike Jordan notation, Gaines-Sarsen does not use an event list to indicate things that stimulate action from the system. Things that stimulate action from a system are indicated by entities. Gaines-Sarsen, like Jordan notation, uses leveled diagrams, that is, a rolled up and drilled down approach where increasing levels of detail are shown on successive diagrams. A process called functional decomposition is used to represent each process in more detailed steps or processes. Each process in a data flow diagram can be exploded to become another data flow diagram. When this is done, decimal numbers can be used to identify the process while maintaining the links to the parent or higher level process on the parent diagram. Context diagram is the highest level. There are as many lower levels as you need. There are some conventions as well. Use meaningful names. Be sure to number your processes and data stores. Make sure the data flow diagram is internally consistent and consistent with any associated diagrams. Exceptions and error handling are shown on the lower level diagrams. We also talk of aesthetics. The size of the shape should be consistent throughout the diagram. This limits the length of the name. We find no guidance on the use of color shading for shapes or arrows, and expect that since the notation was developed in the 1970s, that color was not commonly used on the diagrams. However, today, color may be used to visually show different types of entities, processes, data stores, or flows. Arrows in Gaine-Sarson are straight and horizontal or vertical, that is, no diagonal or curved arrow lines are used. Double-headed arrows can be used instead of two separate arrows in different directions to represent request and reply. Remember, entities may not send data directly to other entities. Entities may not send data directly to data stores. The data must be processed in some way first. Entities may not get data directly from data stores. The data must be processed in some ways first again. Information is neither created nor destroyed. It must come from and go to somewhere. Information must come from and go to entities and data stores via processes. Watch for spontaneous data creation and black holes. Note, in-only data stores may be okay, such as information read by another system. Also, out-only data stores may be okay, as when getting data from another system. Data flows with a verb name signify a process that has been omitted. Like Jordan notation, Gaine-Sarson is a set of symbols and conventions named for the people who developed it. Gaine-Sarson notation has not been adopted as a standard. As such, there is no formal maintenance organization. Individuals use and adapt it to suit their needs. This reference is provided for your use.